The Comic Source presents the Top Cow Chronology Project. Hi, everybody. This is Jace from The Comic Source. Just got finished with Midnight Madness Free Comic Book Day at Jesse James Comics in Phoenix, Arizona. It was a big turnout. I got there about 11:30 or so, and there was way more people there than I expected. The line stretched from the door over 100 people long down the sidewalk. So it was a really big turnout. As I said, I was surprised there was that many people. A lot of people excited, a lot of kids, which also surprised me being as late as it was. So I got a chance to do a few interviews in line. I talked to the very first guy in line, Jeff, and then I talked to a group of people that were the end of the line when I started talking to him, but by the time we finished the interview, there was probably another 5 or 10 people lined up after. So that was really cool. I talked to a female reader, relatively new to comics, Janelle from Phoenix. She was a lot of fun to talk to, really enthusiastic. And I also talked to a husband and wife that were there with their two kids, and their daughter was about 12 years old, and she was kind of the one that sort of instigated the whole comic book reading. She got hooked on comics through watching the first Avengers movie. So she was there with a little brother, and they were about third in line. And so I talked to her mom, Crystal, and her dad, Jeremy. I think her name was Alexis. You'll hear it in the interviews. And then her little brother, Dennis, wearing a green shirt. Really cute kids. So it was awesome to see so many kids excited. I talked to some other kids that were there. Four girls, they were about 12 or so sisters, and they were very excited to get free comics. So all in all, it was a great turnout. There's also an interview at the end with Jesse where he talks about what a great turnout it was. So I'm going to go ahead and play all the interviews back to back for you. I want to thank you all for listening. If you live in or around Phoenix, I would say definitely go and check it out. The Free Comic Book Day celebration at Jesse James Comics on 43rd Avenue in Peoria is actually a 72-hour sale. So it started Friday night, Saturday morning, what have you, at midnight, and it goes until Monday at midnight. It's 50% off all back issues, except for, I think, the Deadpool stuff is 25% off, and the Harley Quinn stuff is 25% off, and that includes a lot of the merchandise, too. He also has a big dollar comic section, so it's definitely worth going and checking out. A lot of great stuff in that store. And when I say 50% off, I mean a lot of his back issues are cover price. So then you take 50% off of that and you're getting, as I said, a really great deal. And then obviously the free comics. And what Jesse does is you get three of the actual free comic book day releases, but then he gives other back issues away, in the room. You go in, all the free comics are in a separate room, and you go in that room and he has tables laid out, and there's free comics on, and you get a certain amount of free comics, and then you get a bunch of back issues, like 7 back issues and 3 of the free comics. So it's a really great store. If you're in the Phoenix area, I definitely would go and check it out. If you happen to be coming and visiting or passing through, again, I would definitely recommend stopping in. It's a really cool store. Jesse's a really nice guy, and he really wants to hook the kids. And he wants to see young readers grow that passion for comics and older readers share that passion with the new generation. So it was a great time. I was there for a couple hours. The store was packed. So let me go ahead and play those interviews for you now. Okay, this is Jace from The Comic Source here with Jeff, first in line at Jesse James Comics for a free comic book day, almost midnight. So Jeff, what time did you get here to be first in line?
9:30.
Yeah, that's
9:30,
right.
Huh? Was there a lot of people came right after you, or were you solo for a little bit?
Oh, yeah, there was still a lot of people in the store.
Yeah.
So, milling around, and then they're like, oh, starting at 10, that's when you get your number. So.
Okay, right on. What free comic are you looking forward to the most?
Probably Secret War Zero.
Yeah, are you a big Marvel zombie, would you say?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
The Marvel zombies, I have most of the trades. I missed them as they came out, but I do have most of them.
Yeah, how many free comic book days have you been to? Is this old hat for you, or?
Wish I'd known about him sooner, but I've been about. I don't know, it's his first free comic book day,
yeah.
But five, seven.
Yeah. And how long have you been collecting comics?
Oh, since mid-80s. I'm an 80s kid, so yeah. Most of my life.
You still buy all floppies, all hard copies, or have you switched over to digital?
I get the, with the Marvel comics, you get a digital with it, so.
Right. So
might as well do both.
Okay.
If you're going to do it one way, if you're going to pay for it, might as well get the best deal you can get. Or it's print and digital.
And Phoenix Comic Con coming up the end of the month. Planning on attending that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right on. Well, thank you for your time, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're volunteering, so.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Crystal, Alexis, Dennis, who looks like a Hulk in training, and Jeremy. We're here outside of Jesse James Comics. It's almost midnight. Free comic book day is about to start.
Yay.
So what time did you get here to get in line? You're about third or fourth?
Probably like 9:30.
Oh, really? Pretty early, huh?
Yeah.
Are you a big comic book fan? Always been? Or
not? She's more of the superhero fan, so came out for the kids.
So she got you into it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. And how did you get into comics?
I watched The Avengers.
The Avengers movie?
Mm-hmm.
And that was your gateway drug?
Mm-hmm.
And so you prefer Marvel?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
I like Captain America. I also like Vision.
I like him too.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Any female characters you really like?
I like Storm.
Yeah, that's cool. What about you, buddy? Who's your favorite character?
Flash.
Flash! Oh, DC guy. Guy after my own heart. I bet you can run as fast as he can. Is that true? He's nodding his head, yes. All right, I'll let him off the hook. And how about you, Jeremy? How long have you been collecting?
I bought three in 96, and that was it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
So have you gotten back in now that the movies are more of a mainstream?
I'm not really back in. I'm here more here for the kids, but I do like the artwork and such, so I or may not. It depends on what she does. So.
Right on. And Crystal, are there any books that you're starting to read since she's got you interested? Or you haven't bothered to pick them up yet?
I haven't yet, but no? Hopefully I'll find something good that I can read.
Yeah? But you do enjoy the movies?
Yes.
Watch any of the TV shows?
Not so much the TV shows. I liked the new Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite.
So the big popcorn blockbuster special effects really get you going. Right on. Cool. Well, you know what? Marvel's doing a great thing with these awesome movies. And I have to say, as a lifelong comic fan, that you'd be surprised how many good stories are out there. And not just superheroes. There's a lot of good horror stuff, like I'm sure you've heard of The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of great independents. Really a golden age of comics right now, so don't be afraid to give it a try.
Cool.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Jace from The Comic Source here at the back of the line at Jesse James Comics. Free comic book day is about to start, so I'm here with a fine-looking group of fellows. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Zach.
Josh.
And Nick.
And who do we have back here?
Laura.
Did you guys plan on getting here a little sooner and didn't work out quite that way? Or?
Not at all. This is our first time doing the midnight free comic book day release, and we didn't know so many people would be this enthusiastic about a midnight free comic. So,
is this your guy's normal story or normal?
There's a closer one over in Glendale. What's it called?
Dr. Fantasies.
Fantasies. What is it? I don't remember, actually.
Dr. Fantasies.
It's the one on 75th and Bell.
I just moved here, but 10 days ago, so I'm
oh, no worries.
Totally familiar with the area. But are you guys all lifelong comic fans?
Yeah, for a big fan for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He's gotten me into it.
Yeah. they're more into manga and more into the American stuff.
Okay, Marvel or DC?
I'm a Marvel guy, Spider-Man in particular.
Yeah, it seems like this store, I was talking to Jesse the other day, he like vastly sells more Marvel. Marvel outsells DC like 10 to 1.
Huh. Really?
It's crazy. I'd never heard of that. I'm from California. I guess we like our DC over there.
That's true, and they're moving over there real soon, too.
Yeah, they're in the midst of it right now. What about you? Do you read, too?
My brother was really into X-Men and Silver Surfer when I was really young, and so I used to sneak out of my bedroom to hear my dad read the comic books to him.
Really?
When I was past my bedtime.
This was an older brother?
Older brother, exactly. So when my dad was reading him X-Men, I used to sneak out and hide behind the couch and listen to my dad read it to him.
And so that was your gateway? Have you been collecting since, or has it been the more recent?
It's been a little bit more on and off. I've actually been more into graphic novels, I would say, in the last 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I really, you know, everything, or just collections. So some of the shots like Chew have been some of my favorites. Some of the more, I love a lot of the Dark Horse comics and a lot of the Image comics have been really fantastic. Yeah.
It's really a golden age for independence right now. There's so many good books being put out by Image. It's ridiculous.
It's true. Yeah. We actually went to the first Image Expo a couple years ago over in Oakland is where it was.
Oh, cool.
That was ridiculously fun.
That was actually one of my favorites. And then we went to Ape, the Alternative Press Expo in San Francisco for 3 or 4 years. Mm. And saw it grow from maybe 40 tables to well over 200.
Yeah, and you're going to both be at Phoenix Comic Con coming up at the end of the month?
Hopefully, yeah. We're looking forward to it. We went to the Fan Expo over at the stadium in December.
How was that?
It wasn't as a lot of retailers for the most part. It was kind of neat because you're way down on the field.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was not bad at all.
It was the first year, right?
So. Yeah, and I'm sure they're getting warmed up. But there's some cool guys there, too.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Jump over these guys. So, manga, huh? What got you guys interested in the Japanese stuff?
Oh, man. Actually, it was school library. They had a section, and I just started reading and we got into it.
Well, that's cool. And so is that pretty much exclusively what you read, or do you read some of the American stuff, too?
I've been doing a little bit of American, just a couple of what he's let me read. But,
I guess Chew, you definitely...
Chew is amazing. Chew is amazing. I was reading Saga.
Saga's really good.
Saga's really good. Yeah, it's been a lot of Bleach lately.
A lot of Bleach, yeah.
Is there a pretty good size community here for the Japanese comics? I mean, I'm new to the area, so I have no idea how big it is here.
Not that I've really seen. No.
We just moved here too. Like, year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Cause see, where I'm from, well, where I used to live in California, both in LA and in the Bay Area, there's huge. Huge anime and manga,
like festivals. We lived in the Bay Area for 5 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The Cherry Blossom Festival.
We didn't go to the big anime fest in San Jose.
No, because you go there and there's 400 characters that you don't know.
Yeah. It might just be because there's so many Asians that live, there. So.
Well, so it's part of it's just the culture is. There's just so much independent, there's so much independent press and independent publishing going on in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
It's almost impossible to keep up with the everything.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time, everybody. Okay, this is Jace from the Comic Source here with Janelle from Phoenix. How many free comic book days is this for you now?
Like 8 or 9, maybe?
You've been reading comics your whole life?
I just recently really got into it. My husband's been into it since he was like a little kid. And so he introduced me to Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, that just came out. And I can't do anything without giving it 100%. So I researched a whole bunch of like Image and indie comics and found a ton that I really, really like. And I just got really into it in like probably the last 2 years.
Wow, so you got in like right at the new golden age of comics.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because that's what it is right now, with all the crazy independence. I heard you talking about Descender, amazing, amazing book.
It's so good, and that's what I like, is I like the sci-fi and the horror, like witches, and I like a lot of the like Rat Queens and Saga and more of the indie stories. My husband's really into like the Marvel and the superheroes and that sort of stuff. I'm more of the like, the little unexpected stories, you know?
Yeah, great. That's so awesome. I can't get my wife to even give him a chance.
It just the special ones that really hooked me. And you really have to like get it on the first issue, because some of them I read and I'm just like,
So what was the series that really did it for you and you were like, oh, wow.
Probably, Miss Marvel definitely was the first series that I ever actually came like as soon as it came out. And I was like, I need to read this again. What's going to happen? And then really hooked me, I don't know, probably Saga. I'm trying to remember, but definitely I think Miss Marvel was kind of the first, like, she's really hard not to like, right. And then Saga was the first, I was like, oh my god, I didn't know comics could be like this.
And now your whole hog, go to conventions, gonna go to Phoenix Comic Con.
Well, yeah, and we'd always have gone to Phoenix Comic Con, because it's super fun, and just shopping around and going to the panels, and I'm a big science geek, and so they have a lot of science stuff, and I've always been into movies and TV and pop culture, so this is just another aspect of that.
Cool, great.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your free comic book night.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
too.
General. All right, this is Jace with Jesse James from Jesse James Comics in Phoenix, Arizona. Free Comic Book Day 2015, started at midnight. How'd it go, Jesse?
You know what? This year went off pretty well. I think when you have Fox and Gotham be one of your sponsors who gives out, comes in and says, here's some free bags, give them to your customers. And there's a real focus on our store to really stay customer focus more than, oh, you know, we'll have artists, but we really want to make sure that the customers get their comic books. So I think tonight was a good night. I think it was a good flow. We made sure the rooms weren't jam-packed with people this year. Still have to work on some register things, but other than that, I think it was a great night so far.
Was the turnout as good as you've had in previous years?
We had already beat our numbers from last year just in pre-line tickets. Wow. By 11 o'clock. So last year, I think by 11 o'clock, we had probably about 25 pre-set. People had already come in to get their tickets in line. I think by 11 this year, we're already about 132.
Wow.
So we have to look at ways to improve it still and be a little bit more efficient. I think get our gift bags out there a little bit faster. But every year we'll see an increase. The main reason for us to open up at midnight is to give a good portion of our customers that shop here already opportunity to get great prices on great product that we're putting on sale. Plus the fact we just opened up our dollar room, and so I think it gave them a great opportunity to come in and spend their hard-earned money and get some great books.
Is a Free Comic Book Day always a huge... Is it your biggest day of the year?
No. Black Friday is by far our biggest day. I think Black Friday encompasses more than just the comic book fan. I think Free Comic Book Day is more of a cultural thing. We'll get a 1-2% bump on new buyers. I think when you get to Black Friday, everybody's buying. Mom, dad, sister, uncle, daughter. Just in gift certificates alone, we'll outdo what we do on Free Comic Book Day. It's our second biggest day of the year. At the end of the day, though, how do you make every day your best day?
Right.
You know, and I think that's what we want to focus on. You want to make sure that after Free Comic Book Day ends for us, in particular Monday night at midnight, that we picked up an extra 2% on Facebook, Twitter. How do we look on Wednesday? Do we have new clientele that comes in? New box holders. And I think Free Comic Book Day is judged more 10 days after than it is the actual event.
Yeah, even though it was midnight, there was a lot of kids in here. Hook them while they're young, right?
Yeah. Kids are a huge part of our business. We have a very high demographic as far as age goes. Our average customer is about 35 years and older. In retrospect, they all have kids. And so it bodes very well for us when we're marketing for longevity and cultural events that they're bringing their kids versus having a demographic that is 21 years old. You're working with that young customer.
Right.
This is generational. How do you get someone to come in and the wife's pregnant, the following year, the kid's in saying his first word. Next thing you know, the kid's walking in the store, and next thing you know, he's reading his first comic. And I think that's a good way to gauge how well you're doing in business. So.
Yeah, I talked to several kids tonight. These four girls, their stepdad had met their mom 7 years ago, and that's when they were all around 10 to 12.
Sure.
And so that's when, you know, he came in, he read comics, and so they all started reading comics.
Yeah.
They were real excited.
Yeah.
Come in and pick up free comics.
Yeah, I think the object of inviting people to get free merchandise is the concept of, are they going to read it? And there's a reason why we give out 3 copies of the Free Comic Book Day books and then 7 copies of back issues, because our goal is to say, well, what is the odds of someone coming in and saying, okay, I like one of those 52 issues they're giving out for Free Comic Book Day, or 50, however many there are. But now you all of a sudden add another 150, and now you start adding some back issues that have different cultural meanings. Some have longevity story arcs, some are just one-shots. But you open up that door to everybody.
Right.
So at the end of the day, will we beat last year where we gave out 21,000 comics? that's not our goal. Our goal is to ensure that people are reading comic books. And if it's less or more, awesome, as long as they're reading comic books. And I think the younger adults, the young kids, is a great way to get them motivated to buy more comics when they get older.
Right. All right, Jesse, I want to thanks a lot for your time. Great store, great
turnout. Oh, yeah, no, I thank you very much.
If anybody out there has a chance to come down here on Sunday, because this episode will probably go up Saturday night, so yep. You still have, what, another day and a half, right?
Monday night at midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah, right. So we still have a good, probably about 69, 68 hours. So a lot of time to come down, have some fun, and get some great comics.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jesse.
All right, cool.
All right, I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm going to break up the free comic book day coverage into different parts. That way, each individual store that I visited can promote their store and have the podcast as kind of a record. So then toward the end, I'll just do a quick wrap-up. So thanks for listening, everybody, and go ahead and listen to the next few episodes. They're all going to be free comic day coverage from different stores in and around the Phoenix area, so you'll be able to see right in the title if you see your local store. If I happen to meet you today and give you a little flyer, you'll know which podcast your interview is on or which one you want to listen to. So thanks, everybody.